Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Today it is Tuesday, June 19th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. We can do it together. Just visit norml.org to get involved with legalization today. That was a great music show yesterday. Thanks for all the email feedback. We had a really great time with that music stash yesterday. Frank Black's Soul Coughing. Great stuff here on the audio stash. By the way, we got some permission to play some Dar Williams on the audio stash this week, so we'll be happy to present that later in the week here on the program. Today's program features our Government at Work segment. Today we'll speak with Richard Gottfried. He's an assemblyman in the New York legislature. He represents the 64th District in Manhattan. And Mr. Gottfried is the author and sponsor of New York's medical marijuana legislation. Now, that passed the assembly last week in a vote of 92 to 52. New York's Governor Eliot Spitzer, former attorney general, said that he would sign it if it came to his desk, and he supports medical marijuana access. So again, we'll speak with the sponsor and author of New York's medical marijuana legislation here today in Government at Work, New York Assemblyman Richard Gottfried. We also have some daily news for you today and some more great music all here on the audio stash today. Tomorrow we'll speak with Dr. Mitch Earlywine in our regular cannabis science segment. And Thursday we're going to get to our interviews with Kevin Zeese and Doug McVeigh of Common Sense for Drug Policy. And of course Friday we have our entertainment show and our feature segment. Every Friday we speak with Steve Bloom from CelebStoner.com. A lot happening up there at CelebStoner.com this week. We have links to that at NormalAudioStash.com. Let's get rolling here with daily news from Normal. Breaking news today from Normal in Washington. Wisconsin City authorizes citations for marijuana instead of arrest. The city of Manitowoc, Wisconsin, joined Madison, Milwaukee, and a handful of other Wisconsin cities that now allow a citation to be issued, akin to a traffic ticket, in lieu of arrest and a court appearance for first-time minor marijuana possession offenders. Those caught for the first time with less than 8 grams of marijuana in Manitowoc will receive a city citation. The local city council, known as the Common Council, made the change Monday. In the past, possession of any amount of marijuana charged all offenders in circuit court, with the possibility of $1,000 in fines, 6 months in jail, and a 6-month driver's license suspension. In Manitowoc, those who violate a local municipal ordinance cannot have the offense expunged from their record. That means that those cited under the provision and possibly caught a second time would face increased penalties. Those caught with more than 8 grams of marijuana in Manitowoc will automatically be charged with a criminal misdemeanor. Many municipalities around the United States have passed local marijuana decriminalization ordinances. The largest city area to do so is the city of Seattle. Entire states have decriminalized marijuana possession as well, in some cases for 1 ounce or more. Decriminalized states include Alaska, California, Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, and Oregon. For a complete list of state laws and decriminalized states and areas, visit Normal's state-by-state laws section. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. Next up on the Audio Stash, it's time for our weekly segment, Government at Work. Each Tuesday here on the Audio Stash, we look at state legislative reform efforts in regard to marijuana. This year has been a banner year for it, and this week we're going to look at New York's medical marijuana legislation. This week on Government at Work, we're in New York looking at medical marijuana legislation. Last week, the Assembly in New York State's legislature passed a bill to allow qualified patients with a doctor's recommendation to grow, possess, and use marijuana for medical purposes. The New York bill has generated a lot of media, in part because former Attorney General of New York and now Governor Eliot Spitzer made public statements last week in support of medical marijuana access, which was a recent 180-degree change of position for the governor. The Assembly in New York voted 92-52 last week in favor of medical marijuana access. The New York State Senate must still weigh in, and proponents are working hard to get the bill before the Senate before the legislature breaks for summer recess. Joining us today here on the Audio Stash is New York State Assemblyman Richard Gottfried, who represents the 64th District in Manhattan. Assemblyman Gottfried is the sponsor of the medical marijuana legislation. He also chairs the Assembly Health Committee and worked on the original legislation that decriminalized marijuana possession in New York State almost 3 decades ago. Assemblyman Gottfried, welcome here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash today.
Oh, happy to be with you.
It's wonderful to speak with you today, Assemblyman Gottfried. Thank you again for joining us. Now, you sponsored the medical marijuana bill in the Assembly, which passed last week, and this is a bill you've been proposing for a few years now. Were you surprised by the strong majority vote this year in favor of medical marijuana access?
Not at all. In the last couple of years, the bill has had a substantial number of sponsors on the bill from both sides of the aisle. We have 40 out of 150 assembly members were co-sponsors on the bill, and 5 of them were Republicans. This is an issue that I have always found from the start, cuts across ideological and geographical and political lines.
Now, under the bill, as it passed in the Assembly, patients would be allowed to grow up to 12 marijuana plants as the main means of accessing their medication. You know, is this the best approach, do you think, for access overall?
Well, I think it will work best given current federal law. Obviously, what would work best for patients would be if the federal government would reclassify marijuana as a Schedule II drug so that it could be available without any special legislation. But given the current federal law, I think the best thing that states can do and that a dozen states have done is to allow patients to grow, possess, acquire, and use marijuana for medical purposes under a physician's care.
Also, Assemblyman, we've seen a lot of activity in New England this year. Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Vermont have all worked on medical marijuana legislation this year. Did the fact that those surrounding states were exploring the issue lend some support to the New York Assembly's passage last week?
I think the number of states The growing number of states has made a difference. I don't know whether people were particularly impressed that they were neighboring states or not. I think what has made the difference this year in the Assembly was the growing support and degree of comfort with the issue in the general population and among legislators, and more legislators coming to realize that this is really a very compelling issue and comfort in voting for it. I think it has also helped that while Governor Spitzer during the campaign gave an almost off-the-top-of-the-head response in the negative on medical marijuana, in the last several months has privately and most recently publicly said that he would sign a bill if it were, as he said, properly structured. I think his support has made a lot of difference.
He has changed his position completely on this issue and now supports medical marijuana access. Governor Spitzer mentioned that in the media this week that there were some arguments presented just in the last few months that swayed him in support of patient access. Assemblyman, what do you think might have had a particular impact on Governor Spitzer's change of position here?
There may have been inputs into his thinking that I'm not aware of, but I know that the Marijuana Policy Project, the national organization, made a very concerted effort to bring physicians and others in to meet personally with the governor and with his staff, and you know, one of the qualities that I like about Governor Spitzer is that he does have an open mind and is concerned about the merits of issues and responds to the merits.
Righto. And Assemblyman Gottfried, you helped pass New York State's original marijuana decriminalization bill, allowing for possession of less than 28 grams to be a non-criminal offense in New York State.
I did, in very close work with Normal.
Righto. And indeed, Normal's been around for 35-plus years now and has many successes to reduce criminal penalties, New York State being one of the earliest. Do you think that decriminalized status there of marijuana already also lends support to the issue of medical access, that the medical access program in New York won't be abused?
I think it does, because I think it matters in the debate that we're talking about a drug where the ordinary penalty for possessing a small amount in New York is on a par with littering. And I have found it very helpful to be pointing out to people that somebody who misuses the medical marijuana law for recreational use would have to be a really stupid person, because the penalty for violating the medical marijuana legislation would actually be higher than for just going out on the street and possessing a small amount in your pocket. And so the fact that we have decriminalized in New York, I think has helped shape the popular and legislative understanding of where marijuana sits on the scale of controlled substances, and it also highlights the absurdity of the medical prohibition.
And having worked on the decrim issue in the past and medical marijuana for almost 10 years now, have you seen a growing sophistication on the topic of marijuana and medical marijuana among your legislative colleagues over the years?
Well, I think certainly many of my colleagues understand that marijuana is a very different drug from a long list of other controlled substances. There are, of course, some of my colleagues who don't at all understand that distinction. So opinion on this issue in the legislature, as in the general population, cuts across a spectrum.
We're with New York Assemblyman Richard Gottfried, who represents the 64th District in Manhattan. He's the chair of the Assembly Health Committee and sponsored the recent medical marijuana legislation that passed the Assembly last week. Assemblyman, in your legislative career, you've worked very hard for health issues related to HIV and AIDS in Manhattan. There was data out this year from Dr. Donald Abrams that showed that smoked marijuana helps with HIV-associated neuropathy or chronic pain. You know, how much did the possibility of helping AIDS and HIV patients specifically with their condition, how much did that lend support for medical access here?
I think all of the symptomatic and disease issues pulled together all contribute to the mix. I think just in terms of the reality in people in the lives of legislators, almost all of the stories that legislators told on the floor the other night related to cancer patients rather than any of various other diseases or HIV. So I guess if we were scoring, I guess I'd have to say cancer is probably the politically most relevant. Certainly, but all of the panoply of ailments, whether it's HIV, cancer, multiple sclerosis, people asked questions about glaucoma. So I think all of them contribute to the legislative awareness.
And let me ask, was there also a patient privacy or civil liberties issue here for assembly members as well, that this was something that sought to protect the doctor-patient relationship?
I think for some of us, the patient autonomy issue and the doctor-patient relationship issue is an important one, and it certainly cuts across to a variety of other health-related issues, particularly in reproductive health. But I think the issues that mattered, or the issue that mattered most in terms of building legislative support, was simply trying to relieve suffering. And on the other side, I guess you would say that the issues were fears that this would somehow contribute to recreational use, and a concern that in order to acquire marijuana, people would at some point have to be buying either marijuana or seeds from somebody who was breaking the law by selling it to them. I think a lot of my colleagues heard that argument and said, come on, we're talking about people who are in excruciating pain or can't tolerate life-saving chemotherapy. That's the real issue.
It also sounded from what I saw and read from the floor debate that the issue was really approached by assembly members within the context of their own experience or family members' experience with mainly cancer and cancer treatment especially.
Very definitely. I think the main route of communication for patient experience was people being aware of family members and loved ones and friends. And for a long time, that has been a significant factor in building legislative support. So I don't know that it was, constituents coming in and talking to their legislators so much as legislators responding to cases in their own family or among their friends that they knew of.
Assemblyman, you have immense experience with a variety of public health issues. Do you think that allowing medical marijuana access for qualified patients is part of good public health as well as for individual health with those specific patients?
I think, in a sense, almost all health issues have a public component. I think it's a public health issue in the sense that I think the government has a compelling obligation to at the very least get out of people's way in getting relief from suffering. And if we can go further than getting out of their way, we should be acting affirmatively to help people. I think in the case of this bill, mostly the government would be getting out of people's way, and at least having New York State not be the obstacle to relieving somebody's suffering.
Now, the bill passed the Assembly, but it still needs to be heard on the state Senate floor in New York. The Senate there is Republican-controlled. You mentioned there was bipartisan support. You know, how might they be viewing this legislation differently than the Assembly did?
I am concerned that much of what the Senate seems to want to do would unfortunately make the law largely unworkable. But I am also hopeful that over the next several days we will be able to work out a compromise that will meet some of the Senate's concerns but still produce a law that will deliver relief to patients.
And how soon could the state Senate there look at this and even perhaps bring it to the floor?
Well, these conversations are going on right now. The legislative session in New York is due to adjourn pretty much for the year at the end of, on June 21st or 22nd. So we can't be doing this at our leisure, but in the New York legislature, as I guess in a lot of other places, when we get down to the last few days, a lot of issues get negotiated and talked about at a much quicker pace than they would a month or two before.
Righto. Assemblyman Gottfried, I want to thank you very much for taking time to join us here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
You're very welcome.
New York Assemblyman Richard Gottfried represents the 64th District in Manhattan. He's the chair of the Assembly Health Committee, and he sponsored New York's medical marijuana legislation. More information about New York's proposed medical marijuana law is available in Normal's Take Action Center. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Also, we're going to get to some music here today. Haven't played these guys in a little while. Great 21st century funk. Here's the winners of last year's Global Marijuana Music Awards. This year's Global Marijuana Music Awards are coming up in September, but here's the top marijuana band of last year from the GMMA's Herbal Nation.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
They made the laws and outlawed the herbs. They took a step, this plan was their own.
Funk Productions.
is Herbal Nation here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash today. We did a great interview with the producer and drummer of that band, Stumpy. You can find that interview in our guest interviews section in the Normal Audio Stash archive. And we have links to Herbal Nation CD right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.